Monday night, Shmaitz Ashir. What's today's date? No, Yud Gimel Tammuz? Yud Gimel Tammuz. July, what's tomorrow? July 3rd.
July 3rd, yeah.
So that means it's Yud Gimel Tammuz.
Your voice is sounding a little bit better.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem, thank you. Okay, Shmaitz Gimel Perik Yud Gimel. And we're at the end of Perik Yud Gimel. We stopped Chazara, even though we're relearning what we learned last time, but we're in learning mode, not in Chazara mode. The last paragraph, I guess, or the last paragraph or two of Shmaitz Gimel Perik Yud Gimel. Okay, so this is like starting at the beginning, meaning Shmaitza now, nothing that came before in this paragraph is nogeya. He's talking about Chazaka Suyelishtanos, which may sound familiar to you. And according to the Shmaitza, Chazaka Suyelishtanos is a valid Chazaka. So he has a question. Last night we didn't quite understand it. Maybe we got a little smarter in the last 24 hours. One hopes so. I told you what happened, the story. A friend came to visit me that I haven't seen in... Did I tell you the story? Because when I start repeating myself, just call up the closest nursing home and just ship me off, you know? When the guy starts telling the story for the fourth time and like you're too polite to say anything, do me a favor, just ship me off. Okay, so a friend came to visit me 2 weeks ago. So I haven't seen him in, probably in 25 years. So I came to visit me, and after 2 minutes, I run into the kitchen and I tell my wife, you know, so-and-so's here, you see, he's here. He hasn't changed a drop. Same way of talking, same mannerisms, same words, types of words he uses. He's put together the same way, same sense of humor. Okay. 2 hours later, when we're ready to leave, he says to me, "You haven't changed a bit." So I'm saying to myself, if in 25 years I haven't changed a bit, and he hasn't changed a bit, what's the point of living?
The grass has.
What's the point? So I hope we're smarter than 24 hours ago.
Some of the things you mentioned aren't the things that matter.
Yeah, you're right.
Hopefully he knows a lot more than he did then, and you do.
Hopefully. So we'll see. We'll see if in 24 hours we got smarter. So assuming that Chazaka Suyelishtanos is a Chazaka, the Shmaitz is going to ask now a question. Yesh Mokomiyun, Hodimashma, Deidechon Nemon B'Yisr Chadosh. I have a Gemara that's Mashma, that an Eid Echot could say something is not Chadosh. Chadosh is, of course, Tvua that grew, but actually not just that grew, but that took root after the Omer was brought. So it's also to eat for a whole another year. Where are we holding now? Tammuz? Any week now? The Yisr Chadosh starts, right, really, you know, on Yud Zayin Nisan. But on a practical level, you're not going to see anything in the marketplace for a few months. So people, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be makpid on Chodesh. It's an issa d'oraisa. You don't have to say, oh, do you keep Chodesh or not? Here you have to keep Chodesh. In Chutz Laaretz, so when I was young, nobody did but the Soloveitchiks and Streitz Matzahs, thanks to the Soloveitchiks. Now, the growing movement, by now it's many, many, many decades later, it's still not so common, but many people keep it, meaning Tvua of Chutz Laaretz. The question was Tvua of Chutz Laaretz. And of course it's like Lat Kosher. You can't find any meat anymore that's Lat Kosher, not Lat Kosher. So whether it is glad or not glad, we don't like to talk about. But it changed, right? It used to be people didn't only eat blood kosher. But then every store is blood kosher. So every pizza store is only Yoshan. Every bakery is only Yoshan. You think, wait a second.
I hear it's different outside of New York, like the greater New York area.
Oh, but you can get food on airplanes that they're giving you eggs and bread, and it says black kosher on it, which blows my mind, but you know.
Anyway, so we're talking about the Issa Chodesh, meaning something that's ostensibly from after. We'll talk about Pesach, even though that's not really correct. The Omer is brought, it's the Omer, which is brought the 16th of Nisan, and some say, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's the 17th of Nisan. Just as a matter of shorthand, we'll talk about before Pesach and after Pesach. And then technically it's like a day or two later. Not really Pesach, which is the 15th of Nisan. Anyway, something that ostensibly grew, or more precisely, took root after Pesach is Chodesh. But the Eid Echad is saying that no, it took root before Pesach. Meaning it's not Chodesh. But it, now, the Shmaitz is going to present a case where it's Becheskas Chodesh. I use the word ostensibly, meaning. So we'll see. That's what we didn't understand yesterday. Let's see. The Lugur Betoises Berk Beis the Ksubis, the Vyamaskol Shali Chodesh. It's talking about a case where an Eid Echad says, my Tfuah is Chodesh, Shal Chaveri Yoshan. You know, two peddlers come into the city, and one guy says, my wheat is chadosh, it's a problem. His wheat is not a problem. By the way, chadosh is not an eternal problem. Even if you have tefuah that was cut, you just wait till Pesach, and then it becomes mutter. It's not like Orla is also forever. The fruit that grows the first 3 years is also forever. Doesn't become mutter the fourth year. But Chadash, everything becomes mutter. Every candy bar, every everything becomes mutter at Pesach. And it starts again the new cycle. Anyway, so he says, so I'm saying it's not the worst thing in the world to say Shalit Chadash. Someone could buy it and just store it until next Pesach. Anyway, he says Shalit Chadash Shal Chaveri Yosha. Ayin Shab, the Mufarshi Lola Yinus Chadash, Ayin Shab. But there's a machlokes Rishayim, what the Gemara is referring to. Some Rishayim learners just talking about the quality of the grain. Mine is not so good, it's Chadash, it's still moist. Shal Chaveri is better, it's Yosha. Okay, twice as long as talking about Lagabadi Issa Chadash. Even the Eid Echad in the name of the Mokum Chazaka, we know most Rishonim hold that an Eid Echad is not Neman against the Chazaka. In Cain, Lukia Chazaka, the Loimar, Hashtahu the Nishrash Achra Pesach, the Hechi Neman Eid Echad, Neged Chazaka, the Loimar, Shu Kodama Pesach Nishrash. Mites are saying, if I have a tefuah and I'm not sure when it took root, so it should be becheskas. Well, I still don't understand why. It should be becheskas that it took root later. I'm sorry, I don't hear any chazaka de meikara. I said it last night, I'll say it again. You go into a store, you buy seeds, and you plant it. What kind of chazaka is there that it took root at the latest possible time? There's no growth. You planted it when you planted it. If I want to know when I planted this seed, so chazaka, it takes root. Let's say 3 days after I planted, it takes root. I don't know when this seed was planted. What chazaka is there? Chazaka doesn't tell me when it was planted. The guy planted it, whenever he planted it. By katan, there's a cheskos katan. I know he was in a state. Here we go again with the state. I know he was in a state of being a katan. No, it wasn't. There was a seed. There was no chazak to make kara on a seed.
What's he talking about?
I don't understand the shmaitzah. I don't understand why a seed. You go to a store and you buy seeds. That seed has a chazaka that it's not. It didn't take root yet.
Or maybe it's not a chazaka of Shulich Shana.
It's a seed in a store. You go buy. There's no chuchzak. It's chuchzak. It's in a state of
perhaps
not
there was
having
a
taken root.
Practice of people planting after Pesach because they
if that would be the case, then there would be a wonderful chazak. If the planting season was like after Pesach, so you say it's chuchzak to be planted after
and
Pesach.
And people wouldn't want to plant
yeah,
before Pesach.
Yeah, but there's no indication of that. No, people want to plant before Pesach.
A lot, at least
they
want
to. They want it to become mutter. Yeah. They don't want to wait a year.
I'm sorry, the reverse. So maybe there was a practice to go out of your way to plant more than 3 days.
Well, Adrabba, he's saying that it's chuchzak, not like that. He's talking about chazaka the way you say. That there's a chazaka that it hasn't taken root yet. I don't see why an item, why a seed is becheskos that it hasn't taken root. Whenever you planted it, you planted it. It's like saying, if you want to know when I banged a nail into a piece of wood, if I did it before Shabbos or after Shabbos, let's say it's relevant, so you say, there's a chazaka that it wasn't banged into the wood. There's a chazaka to Menkara that it wasn't banged into the wood. Yeah, you would say that? Yeah. No chazaka, there's no, it's not cheskos that it wasn't banged into the wood. So when you have a suffix, you say, chazaka like says is cheskas not having been banged. You banged it in whenever you banged it in. There's no cheskas beforehand. Okay. There's no chazaka, there's no state. A seed is not in a state of not having taken root. It is what it is. You buy it at the store, you put it in your pocket.
So you're not calling that a dormant state?
Is my pen in a cheskas not being used? I don't think so. Cheskas means, to my mind, that it's in a certain state which was chal, for whatever reason. Cheskas penuya, because there was a din, you're allowed to marry her. Cheskas kashrus, everybody in the world assumed it was kosher.
The seed is a seed.
It's
a seed of stana, that's
his
point.
Well, he's assuming that there's cheskas that it wasn't planted, and then he wants to say, well, let's see inside. Even they dechon in a nemer b'mokem chazokim kei nukia chazoka loy mahashbehu denish v'shachar ha-pesach v'heichi nemer neidechon neged chazoka. So it's a neidechon against the chazoka when the eidechon said it took root before Pesach v'lo mashu kodem ha-pesach nishrash. Exactly like Tosis Kasha on the case of the Gemara where the father says the son is 13 years old with a Dorim, because it's against the Chazaka. Tosis Yotir Tzukiman Asuli Godel. Also, Kedover Shabiyado. So the Shmaitzer now learns, we didn't see this yesterday. Shmaitzer now learns that Tosis means it's only Midrabbanan. That's what he means. Asu Kedover Shabiyado means they believed them only Lechumra Midrabbanan. So now if he makes a neder, you have to assume his neder is good, is valid. Mashma Deinu Elamit Devrayim, Lachmir, Asu Kedover Shabiyado. Came the hokel, ain't on that one. Hechi neman. Neil, if he mashik a sabu, the shmaitz of vov. You know, I could see if you planted a seed, if you know it was planted let's say before Pesach, you know it was planted. So for the, on day one, it takes 3 days to take root.
So it would have a chazakah of not.
Yeah, so then maybe that's what he means. So on the first day, maybe that's why it has such a chazakah. Because on the first day, it's becheskas not having taken root. Okay, I hear. We're not talking about a seed on the shelf. We're talking about a seed that's been planted. With every seed in the world, had a chazaka de meikara that it didn't take root. Obviously, if you know it was planted 3 days ago, you know it took root, it's not a suffix anymore. But if you're a suffix, you don't know exactly when it was planted. You don't know if it was planted 1 day before Pesach, or 2 days before Pesach, or 4 days before Pesach. So the first 2 days it was in the ground, it was becheskas. No, it doesn't work. Because it's becheskas not having taken root.
Right.
But maybe that was 3 days before Pesach. I mean, it's like the cup. It still doesn't tell you when it didn't take root.
No, but for the chazaka, in that context, we're saying, number one, we don't know when it was planted. So using the chazaka mikara that it has not taken root, it's going to be taking root at the latest day, which means it is chazaka.
Not at the latest day. I mean, it's becheskas not having taken root, because the first 2 days it doesn't take root.
Right, which makes it chazaka.
Well, we don't know when it was planted. So we want to say that on Pesach it's becheskas not having taken root yet, because whenever it was put in the ground, it's becheskas not having taken root.
Right.
Because you know the first 2 days it didn't take root. So it's becheskas not having taken root.
Right, because becheskas...
I mean, it's like not knowing when a kid was born.
Chazaka Meikara says you pick the latest time for it to be effective.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That would work.
So now, he wants to apply Tosfos Teretz. So the question is, what does Tosfos Teretz mean? So at first he says Tosfos Teretz is that it's a chumra midrabbanan, you go to chumra. Mashma deinu ela b'divreiam lahachmir. Asu kadova shabiyad. Kein lahokel hechi namon. Yulifi mashik osabda b'shvayt zavon perikites. Which are going to be in a while. The chol shosu ligodel. Avalei kadova shabiyadu minat Torah. It sounds like Osir the Godel is something more than just Osir the Ishtanos. Because he's insisting Chazaka Osir the Ishtanos is a Chazaka. But something. Why is Osir the Godel different than any Chazaka Osir the Ishtanos? So, we don't know. I don't know if Pshat and Tosis either. No, so I thought Pshat and Tosfos is that he's, I mean, Lagabi and Eidecha, that's what he's saying. If it's also in the Hishtanos, then Eidecha will be believed. In other words, what he's answering is that even if Chazaka Suyil Hishtanos is a Chazaka, but there's different ramifications of something being a Chazaka. So here, when you're bumping up against the ramification of an Eidecha being Nemon, so he's learning Pshat and Tosfos that an Eidecha is Nemon. It's not called against the chazaka. That's what it means. It's kedover shebiyado. So you could learn in Tosfos. I mean, there is a way. Obviously, there's a mahalach in Tosfos that it's kedover shebiyado only the chumra and the rabbanon. Here it's lahokel to say the tefillah's mutter to eat. But he's learning that. No, the Shmaitza holds that even if Chazaka Suyo Lishtanos is a Chazaka, which the Shmaitza holds, but an Eidechad will be Nemon against it. That's how he's understanding Tosfos. It'll be like Biyado. Okay.
You mean a case of Isser or also in Momenus?
What?
Is Eidechad?
No. Well, Momenus, he's only a Nemon like an Eidechad. He's not going to be more Nemon. Ach behold, because of last few lines, last paragraph maybe. Ach behod the kozel atur b'shem or rosh. Stam tvua. If you don't know, okay. If you don't know when the tvua was nishrash, the shori lacher a pesach. Right, this is the famous sfeik sfeika. This is what they were soymich. Many say that the chutzlar is they were soymich on this sfeik sfeika. Sothek shemu he bishana shavra. Maybe this is a very famously weird sfeik sfeika. Maybe it's last year's tvua. And even if it's this year's tvua, maybe it still took root last year. As if taking root is a different, like, matir. No, it's treating taking root. It's treating taking root as a, like a heter. It's a heter. It's a heter b'fnei. You have like last year's tvua. If the tvua is grown and it passes the omer, it becomes mutter. And then there's like another din, another shame matir, apparently, that it's mutter if it took root. It's mutter if it took root. So that's the ostensible, that was a heter in Chutz Laretz. That's why people were always mekel, because they weren't sure when it was produced, when it grew. So you had a svek sveka. Nowadays, it's not possible to svek sveka anymore. Everything's stamped. They know when everything grew. They know if it's winter wheat, spring wheat. They know everything.
So it
wouldn't apply to them? Doesn't apply. Svek sveka doesn't apply. Everything's stamped. You know exactly when it was...
Isn't there another issue involved in the fact that it's chutzlar?
Yeah. But the weight of the halacha seems to say that chodesh is also in chutzlar. So they always looked for heterim. People were always makil. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, Klal Yisrael were never, were always makil. Mm-hmm. They looked for excuses why. Mm-hmm. So one of the more famous heterim was this svek sveka. It's a weird svek sveka. It's treating taking root like a different Shem Heter than what year two it belongs to. So he says, Achbahod the cause of that two Shem or Rosh. The Stam Tfuah, the Shori Lacher HaPesach, Mikoyach Svek Sveka, Sofik Shemihi Mishono Shavra, that is last year's Tfuah. Yimtim Saloyna Mishono Zu, Yikovakom Eimar, maybe Nishrash Kodim Omer. Maybe it took root before the Omer. So that's one of the more famous Svek Svekas. The Kachkosov HaRamoshim Ayin Shom. Now, but the Shmaitza has something to say about that, the Shitosa. The Chivim, the Betvua, Ika Chazoka, Lomar, Hashtahu Mishonazu. If we say there's a chazoka saying it was Nishrash after the Omer, it's like a Cheskas Katnus. So here it's Becheskas, it did not take root till after the Omer, and even though it's Chazoka Suyu Lushtanos, still it's a chazoka. Tavali Kamoy Cheskas Katnus, Shinastapekim Shtei Shonim, Vishono Achas. You want to know how old something is. So according to Tosis, there's a chazoka. V'roi loymar uki acheskosa. V'hashtuhu denishra shom b'shono zu acher ha'omer. V'lo havi svek sveika. So there's no svek sveika. Because most achronim hold that if you have a chazoka being machria, one sign of one of the sveikas, so you no longer have a svek sveika. Lo havi svek sveka, kivin da helu apolskim, lo mahani svek sveka neged chazoka. So how could the Rosh be matir? So if you hold chazoka, so your lishtanos is not a chazoka, obviously you don't have a question. The Shmaitz holds chazoka, so your lishtanos is a chazoka. So how do you have this famous svek sveka if it's against the chazoka that it took root after the Omer? Why? If it's also, it's also Midiraisa. So on the bottom he suggests, because maybe Rov Tvua did take root before the Omer. So the Shtikal of Rov. Grove against the Chazaka. Or he brings out the Bir Halacha.
Tzarchim.
Okay, Lamaisa, like, there is a Mahalach, it's not, nothing to do with the Sfek Sveka. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan says that, I hope I remember it correctly, I haven't seen it in a long time. You know, there's a Musaq called voting with your feet. You ever hear that expression? When you run out of a country, you leave East Germany, and you vote, you weren't allowed to vote, but they voted with their feet. So the Aruch HaShulchan, he doesn't use that lashon, obviously. But he said, like, Klali so pat. There is a machlekes in the Gemara. If Chodesh is mutter or osur, in Chutz Laretz. Now, the weight of the halacha seems to be that it's osur. That's why it's such a kasha. And they always look for heterim. Like Klali so, when people were not makbar on Chodesh. So Aruch HaShulchan said, Klali so voted that we paskin its mutter. And they have such a koach. I remember the Aruch HaShulchan says such a thing. The cloud is so paskin its mutter.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's when there's it's a minog, or you're not clear. Here, it's a much, much, much bigger chiddush. Because here, according to the Klolei Hayra, according to the Klolei Psak, we should paskin its osur. Okay, let's go by the Perek Yudalid. For Biarnu, the Prokhama Kodmim, in case you've just joined us, in case you've been hibernating somewhere for a few months, and you've just joined us. So, for Biarnu, the Prokhama Kodmim, we're going back to Chazaka the Hashta. Right? So far, the Shmites is what they say it's about. Not bad. Not bad. What it's about. So, the Shmites are. If we picked up anything from the Shmites in the last few months, is that Chazaka the Hashta, he does not hold his anything. It's maybe something, the Chumra, by Truman and Kotchim, but there's really ain't no such thing as Chazaka the Hashta. And Chazaka Suyulishtanos is a Chazaka. Chazaka Suyulishtanos is a Chazaka to Meikara, something about the past. For the end of the program, now he's going back to Chazaka the Hashta. That we assume something was the way we find it, Ella, which is not a fancy way of saying Chazaka da Hashta. So we don't say it, Ella Lechaymer Truma Vekotchim. Abu Ba'alma, but generally, Loaz Lilan Boser Hashta. And the Bozo Chazaka de Meikara. Okay.
In all this, since the Shmaitza says Chazaka de Hashta does not exist at all, okay, and I understand Chumrah for Chumrah to cut shit, but then the question is for the Chumrah, what is he basing it on then?
Gemaras, they're Gemaras. They're Gemaras that go.
But not Chazaka de Hashta.
No, Chazaka de Hashta. You go, you follow the Chazaka de Hashta when it's the Chumrah, when you're dealing with Truma and Kotchim. That's based on Gemaras, which clearly say you follow the Chazaka de Hashta in such cases. But he holds it's, those cases are an anomaly. It's a Chumrah for Truma and Kotchim. It's never said L'kula, and not even Stam L'chumrah. It's only by Truma and Kotchim. You want to know if something's Tomei or Tor, if you can eat it. If a person's Tomei or Tor, if the food is Tomei or Tor. So you, if you see a Tomei, or you see it, the question is if you find the person dead, and you want to know if when he touched the Truma, if he was dead. So you Machmir, and you follow the way he is now. You say he touched it when he was dead also. Meaning he touched it, you don't know if he was dead or alive when he touched it. Okay. We're Perek Beis the Gittin. Now, he's going to deal with Akasha. Perek Beis the Gittin Itmar, very famous Gemara. The Neymar Tiknu Zman the Gittin. it's not so pushy that you have to date a star. To us, maybe, like, of course you're going to write the date in the star. But like, why? There has to be a reason why you have to write a date in the star. And the star is possible if you don't write the date. So why did they write a date in a get? Why were Chazal Mitzakim that you must write it the date in a get, otherwise it's possible. So, Rabbi Yechon Omar Mishum Basachoso, the famous, if his wife goes, if a person's wife is Mazaneh, so the reason we talk about Basachoso, his niece, is because we're talking about the guy that wants a cover up for his wife, that she shouldn't get Misa for being Mazaneh. So the Gemara, that sort of, if his wife is really Mazaneh, he's going to be mad at her. If his niece, maybe he wants to cover up for his niece. That's the only reason we talk about Basachoso. And that's the lashon of Yechonon uses, Mishum Basachoso. What he's really saying is, Mishum Ishto Shazinso, and he wants to cover up for her. So he'll give her a get, he won't date it, he'll be Megarisha, and she'll say that she was a Grusha when this happens. So they don't want that to happen, so they made a takona, you have to write a date and a get, or else it's possible. If you don't write a date, it's a possible get. Okay. Omele Abayla Rav Yosef Abaye asks, Shloisha Gittin Psulim. It says a Mishnah in Gittin, at the end of Gittin, that there are three Gittin that are possible, but it's only possible with the Rabban. If Yemnise, so she gets married with it, Avalad Kosher. But it's only possible with the Rabban. And one of them is a get without a Zman. So B'dieved, it's Kosher. So Abaye asks, Maho Ilu Chachomim B'takonoson. So what did they gain of the Takono? If it's Kosher B'dieved, so he'll write a get without a Zman, same problem. He'll write a get without a Zman, and she'll produce it, and she'll say she was Megurish when she was Mazaneh. And the Maisa, it's a Kosher get B'dieved. So then what did we gain with our Takono? If the reason is that, Shema Yichape, Yichape means cover up. Maybe he'll cover up Al Basachoso, so L'chari he still can, if the evidence is good. So what did you gain? The Gemara answers, Ahani Delechadchila Lo Tinose. Because they said you can't get married with such a get. They didn't say B'dieved, it's a good get, and you can go remarry. If you have a get without a Zman, you can't remarry, L'chadchila. So the Sofrim are not going to want to write such a get, because they'll be afraid it'll be misused. Again, the L'chadchila is not, L'chadchila it's not a good get, but with the evidence of a good get, she can go remarry. It's L'chadchila, she cannot remarry. So nobody will want to produce such a get. Adim won't want to sign, a sofer won't want to write it, so you're pretty safe that you won't have such a get without a Zman. Upirish Rashi, v'chivin d'hochihu, iboy licht of get below Zman. If a person wants to write a get without a Zman, l'chapos, to cover up, al basachoso, again, basachoso means a niece, it's just an example why a person would want to cover up for his wife to was Mazaneh. L'kasvi l'sofer hadayanim, the sofer won't want to write it. L'chasmi alei sadeh, the edim won't want to sign it. Because it's an invalid, it's pretty much invalid. It's an improper get. Because even l'chadchila you can't remarry. Even with the evidence after the get was used, you l'chadchila cannot remarry with it.
In this case, it's like, I imagine not shchiach, they're going to make a low plug on all getting.
Oh, so that's why they say the get has to have his man.
No, I'm saying, why should it? So for the case that's not shchiach, they want to make sure all get in.
I don't understand.
No, it's because of basachoso, but that's like a rare case. That's not.
The Torah even has a mishum basachoso. That's how Rashi learns. The Torah learns a little differently. That even though without his man, it's kosher b'dieved. So the Torah learns as follows. She's producing a get without a Zman. she is claiming that she was Mazaneh before, after she was Megurish. The Torah learns that Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz is that since Lechatchila you have to write a Zman and a Get, so now, once they made such a Takona that you have to write the Zman and a Get, if she produces a Get without a Zman, she has the burden of proof that she was Megurish before she was Mazaneh. We will assume the worst. Now that they were Masakin, this is how the Torah learned, not like Rashi. Rashi learns it's a technical teretz, the Sofer won't want to write it, you're pretty safe. The Torah learns, again, once they were Masakin, that you have to write a Zman and a Get, so she produces like a, what's it called, a flawed Get. Something's fishy here. She produced a Get that you're not supposed to have such a Get. Nobody's supposed to write such a Get. Like, I'm clearly not supposed to have such a Get. So we don't really care about the B'diavid status. The real teretz of the Gemara is that now we will assume she was Mazaneh before the Get. She has the burden of proof.
Based on, according to the Torah, that she has a Chazakah of Eish
Hazish. No. Now he's going to talk about Chazakah. Now he's going to talk about it. No, if she has a Chazakah of Eish Hazish, then why?